For most American families, college is getting even harder to afford. A new study from the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education reports that college tuition is rising faster than household incomes. The study says the increases are forcing all but the wealthiest families to dedicate more of their money to paying for school. Patrick Callan, president of the center, says it's a trend that threatens to widen the economic gap between those with and those without college degrees.
This report deals primarily with public institutions, where about over 80% of the students are, and that they tend to have a particularly difficult time during recessions when states are short of revenues and tend to single out higher education for excessive cuts.
Now, what about financial aid and the availability of that?
Well, financial aid has increased considerably, but it actually covers a smaller portion of the tuition bill than it did 20 years ago or 10 years ago. Tuition has gone up faster than financial aid, just like it's gone up faster than family income. So while we have a lot more money in the system, it's not covering as much of the cost.
So there's more borrowing?
More students are borrowing, and those that borrow are borrowing more. And there's a lot of reason to believe that for low-income students, especially people who would be the first in their family to go to college and they need to borrow large amounts of money, it may be inhibiting many of them from enrolling at all.
Nothing like starting out your post-college adult life in debt?
Well, a little bit of debt, investing in your own future is not so terrible, but the question is how much, and are these trends moving too fast, and is this in the long run going to keep students from going into careers that aren't financially remunerative, you know, teaching early childhood education, social work, things where we need people, but if you have to go to graduate school and incur more debt and the prospects of a high income are not there, in the long run, this may do some real damage.
So more young people giving college a pass?
No, interestingly enough, what we've found is despite all these obstacles, except for the lowest income groups, Americans are enrolling in college in larger numbers. They're just coming out with more debt, more of them going part-time, some of them working more hours than is advisable when you're in an academic program. And if you were to project these same trends out over another 20 years, there probably would be a lot of people excluded from college.
Do colleges kind of see what's going on with the economy and maybe lower costs during hard times?
There isn't much evidence of that. What has tend to happen in the public colleges and universities is the states cut their budgets, and so the colleges and the states then turn around and raise tuition during recessions when, of course, they're having a tough time, but unemployment is high and personal income is not growing. Students and families are having the toughest time, too. So for the past 20 years, and we're now in another cycle of this, the biggest and sharpest tuition increases have come in the most difficult economic conditions.
Are people not saving enough?
Well, probably Americans aren't saving enough for anything. You know, our savings rates are very low. The government has put in a lot of programs that provide various tax-sheltered opportunities for people to save for their kids' college education. Those will be helpful to people who have discretionary income. They won't be helpful to people who don't.
Well, you project that ahead 10, 15 years, you see that only the wealthiest can afford to go to college.
Well, that's a trend we really have to worry about. The big losers in the American economy over the past quarter century have been people with high school or less. Their real incomes have actually declined, and that's why people will do, it seems like, whatever it takes to get to college, because you can't even get in the queue for the kinds of jobs in this global information-based economy that allow you to have a middle-class life without some education or training beyond high school.
Patrick Callan is president of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. The center's new study is called Losing Ground, a national status report on the affordability of higher education.